Governments, the EU and stakeholders in the export sector have met in Accra over the Economic Partnership Agreement. African countries are divided over the signing of the agreement. Ghana is one of the countries in the sub-region that has signed the interim EPA agreement. The EU, however, says countries which fail to sign the full EPA by October 1 will lose their duty-free and quota-free access to its market. The Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Minister, Hannah Tete, said Ghana will make a firm decision before the deadline. Meanwhile, the EU says there will be no extension of the October deadline given to countries to sign on to the EPA. EU Ambassador to Ghana, William Hanna, made this known at a meeting with ministers of foreign affairs, trade and industry and players in the exports business in Accra. He said asking for an extension is way out of line, looking at the long period the negotiation has taken.
No, it's not possible to extend the date. I mean, just make a general point that the way I see it, I mean, Ghana is not competing with the EU here. Ghana is competing with other countries around the world. And Ghana is in the league of middle-income countries. So that's the league that Ghana is in, and we want to encourage Ghana to stay there. And in that league, there are many different countries around the world who we have to treat in the same way. So that's our problem. That's the issue. We have to treat all middle-income countries. We have to give them the same treatment. So the least developed countries don't have a problem. We continue to be very favourable to least-income countries. But middle-income countries, we want to move to a relationship which is based on trade and investment and creating jobs, and rather than a relationship of the past which is based on aid. We're moving forward. So we have to treat all countries around the world in a similar way, or else we could be criticized in front of the World Trade Organization. So that's the dilemma we have, and the way forward is the EPA, which I see as a win-win situation.